his words.
那我们来唱这498首。
Let us sing him 498.
498.
498.
感谢神，今天我们来学习《民数记》十六章。
Thank the grace of the Lord, today we're going to study Book of Numbers, Chapter 16.
可拉党的叛变事件。
The rebellion of the people of Korah.
如果你要跟小朋友讲故事，或者是你要讲到哈，十六章你要定个题目，你要怎么定？
If you were to tell the story to little children, or if you were to prepare a sermon about this chapter, what would you title it?
你如果自己想一个题目啊，你会想什么题目
？If you were to come up with a title for this chapter, what kind of title would you give it?
或者形容怎么形容这个事件呢
？How would you describe this event?
有没有人要发表一下？一群叛逆的人。
A whole bunch of rebellious people.
有没有其他的？啊？啊？流荡的心。
Or the wandering stars.
你的智慧跟犹大一样。
You have wisdom like Jude.
因为犹大书的作者就是这样形容他们的。
Because this is what the author of the book of Jude described them.
我们看犹大书十三节。
Turn to book of Jude chapter verse 13.
犹大书。我们来看，我们先从十一节念到十三节。
Jude chapter 11 to 13.
犹大书十一节到十三节。
Jude chapter 11 to 13, verse 11 to 13.
十一节谈到三个人物。
Verse 11 it talked about three different characters.
十二节到十三节谈到三个形容词。
And verse 12 to 13 it talked about three adjectives.
十一节，他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路。又为利往巴兰的庙物啊错庙里直奔，并在可拉的别叛中灭亡了。十二节，这样的人在你们的安息上与你们同席的时候，正是礁石做他们做牧人，只知道喂养自己，无所惧怕，是没有雨的云彩被风飘荡，是秋天没有果子的树死而又死，连根被拔出来。十三节，是海里的狂浪涌出可耻的墨子来，是流荡的心有墨黑的幽暗为他们永远存留。我们看到三个人，三个形容词。该隐呢，他是用很多形容词，其中一个是没有雨的云彩形容该隐。
So there are three characters that are mentioned here, and also descriptive words describing these characters. For Cain, he is described as the cloud without rain.
巴兰呢，他是海里的狂浪。
Balaam was the wild waves within the sea.
那可拉呢，就用流荡的心来形容。
And as for Korah, he was described as the wandering stars.
他说他有墨黑的幽暗，为他们永远存留。
And for these people, the blackest darkness has been reserved for them forever.
来，我们来看，回到民数记。
Let's go back to Numbers.
所以如果我们用流荡的心来看可拉党。
So if we look at the Korahs as the wandering stars.
那为什么称他们为星呢？
Why are they even referred to as stars?
我们来看《生命记》的一章。
Let us go to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
一章第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 10.
那请你读。
Chapter 1 verse 10.
生命记第一章第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 10. Verse 10, the Lord your God has increased your numbers so that today you are as many as the stars in the sky.
摩西形容以色列百姓像天上的星。
So Moses described the people of the Israelites as the stars in the sky.
可是后来很多人呢、都变成流荡的星了。
But then we can see that eventually some of them become wandering stars.
所以很多人都陨落了，灭亡了。
A lot of people they have fallen into destruction.
所以他们人数就变少了。
And therefore they have to diminish in number.
后来，当然后来又生了很多了哈。
Well, eventually they did give birth to new population.
我们看《生命记》二十八章的六十二节。
Go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 26.
申命记二十八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
六十二节。
Verse 62.
请你读。
Verse 62. You who were as numerous as the stars in the sky will be left but few in number because you did not obey the Lord your God.
你们本来像天上的星很多人呢、啊哦、
So you who were numerous as the stars in the sky.
两百万啊，天上的星星两百万也数很难数啊。
If there were 2 million, even 2 million stars would be hard to count among the
stars. 但是因为你们不听神的话，所以一个一个、啊、就掉下来了。
But because you disobeyed the Lord, so one by one you've fallen.
那可拉朗事件，请问可拉朗事件大概掉了几颗星
？So do we know how many people, how many stars fell from the event that took place in Korah with Korah?
可拉朗事件掉了几颗星？啊啊 ，250 哈 ，250 可能是 leader 哈。
250 of the leaders.
还有没有？有没有人要再猜？谢谢你 ，Thank you for your answer。还有没有？啊？啊？可拉跟他一党，对不对
？Korah and his people。
其实不止啊，后来有的人呢、啊，他们啊、要来要来 protest， 他们来跟那个来 protest 这个摩西跟亚啊摩西跟亚伦呢、啊。
So we know it's much more than 250 because later more people came out to protest against Aaron and Moses.
你看哈，你看《民数记》十七章的四十一节。
So in Numbers chapter 17 verse.
这个事已经吞灭了可拉跟他的家，跟他一党的人了哦。
Chapter 17 after Korah and his people has been destructed.
啊，说对不起，十六章四十一节了。
16:41.
那也烧死了两百五十个人。
And 250 people were burned.
但是有的人呢、啊，因为这个事情就对摩西亚伦很不高兴啊。
And because of this event that took place, some people turned against Moses and Aaron.
那我们请一个徐恩亮，哪一位是徐恩亮？徐恩啊、Desmond, can you read? Chapter 14, verse 41.Chapter 16, verse 41. 42.结果后来呢、神就要、开始神又生气了、哦、
And so this brought upon the wrath of the wrath of God.
Please read 44 and 45. Continue, please.
44. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, 45. Get away from among the congregation, that I may consume them in the womb. And he fell on their faces.
Please read 49.因可拉的事情死的以外，遭瘟疫的有14,700人。
14,700 people died apart from those who died because of Korah.
所以这个天上的星星掉好几颗。
Therefore, we can see that a lot of stars indeed have fallen.
实在是，那我们我们用这个题目哈啊，这一段我们来谈三点哦。
So we can see, we can talk about three different points from this topic.
第一个就是可拉这一群人，他们不守本位。
First of all, Korah's party didn't left their positions.
那再来就是他们不知道方向。
Korah's party did not know their direction.
再来真的就是没入黑暗当中了。
And they were eventually the blackness, the darkest darkness has reserved for them.
民数记十六章的第一节。
Numbers chapter 16 verse 1.
来，请问背叛的人，背叛的人呢、啊，有哪几类人，或是哪种人
？Let us look at the kind of people who were the rebels at the time.
从第一节到第二节。
Verse 1 to verse 2。
来，哪几类人
？Who were these rebels？
请说。谁叛逆啊？背叛。
利百。
利未的人，利未人吗？所有利未人吗？
Was it all the Levites?
啊？是哥辖是谁的子孙？ 歌侠的子孙，名字叫可拉。那还有哪一个支派呢？流变支派当中的以利亚的儿子，对不对？
Sons of Eliab、
啊、还有比勒的儿子，对不对？
Son
还有会众当中250个首领，对不对？
And 250 leaders。
所以分成三部分，第一个就是歌侠的子孙，第二个就是流变的子孙，第三个就是首领，是不是？
So three parts, the sons of Kohath, sons of Reubenites, and the leaders.
那我再问一个问题啊，那为什么歌侠的子孙想要革命啊？
So we can ask, why does the sons of Kohath want to rebel?
突然之间怎么想说，哎、我要来革一下命这样子？
Why have they decided to protest out of all of a sudden?
那我再问你们一个问题啊，你们当负责人，教务比较累还是总务比较累？
So let me ask you a question. As board members, who has the harder work, the religious affair or the board or the general affair?
有人说总务比较累。再想一个问题，教会的三个务当中，哪一个务最重要？教务、总务、财务，哪个务最重要
？Out of the three main board members, who's most important?
教务最重要。
Religious, general, or finance? Church is the most important.
Religious affair.
Religious.
因为耶稣就是让我们要做先道跟牧养的工作嘛，哈。
Because it is indeed our command to preach.
那财务跟总务都是来支援这样的工作。
So the general affair and financial affair are only supporting roles.
但是我自己当过总务，我觉得总务真的很累。
I myself have been religious affair once, and I know it is very hard work.
那总务弟兄姐妹们，你们想说，为什么我不可以当教务？为什么我只能当总务？
And has any of the brothers and sisters who's ever been general affairs thought, why can I be religious affair? Why do I have to be a general affair?
为什么你们老是嫌我当总务我那么累？
Why do they always vote for me to be the general affairs coordinator? It's so much work.
歌侠的子孙做什么工作？
What do the sons of Kohath do?
跟那个祭司有什么不一样？
What are the difference between their roles and the priests?
他们哦工作不太一样，一个是专门做祭祀的 ceremonial 的工作，一个是台里面的东西哈。
As the Levites, the sons of Aaron, they do ceremonial duties, but the Kohath they're in charge of lifting heavy articles.
啊，但是呢，还有一个事情，不晓来，我们来看一下民数记第四章。
Let's go to Numbers chapter 4.
民数记第四章十五节到二十节。
Numbers chapter four, verse 15.
你来比较一下他们两个不同的工作哈，教务跟总务有什么不一样啊
？15 to 20, let's compare their duties.
其实总务还分成三种哦，如果你仔细看的话，总务除了这个格顺啊、米利拉，还有这个歌侠他们，歌侠、格顺、米利拉，他们都是做总务工作的啦。
So we can see that these general affairs, the Levites, they have three different.duties, the Kohathites and the Gershonites and the Merarites.
但是我们特别来谈这个歌侠就好了，因为可拉是歌侠的子孙啊。
Especially look at the Kohathites because Korah was the son of Kohath.
第四章的十五节，将要起营的时候，亚伦和他儿子要把圣所跟圣所一切器具遮盖完了，歌侠的子孙就来抬。所以遮盖的是谁？
Chapter 4, verse 15. So who are the people who covers up the holy articles?The sons of Aaron.
那抬的是歌侠的子孙哦。
The ones that carry them are Kohathites.
但是只是不可以摸圣物，免得他们死亡。
But the Kohathites were not allowed to touch anything, or else they will die.
这个会幕这些物件是歌侠子孙要抬的。
So it was the Kohathites' duty to carry all the things that are in the tent of meeting.
太长了，我们跳过来看这个十九节好不好？十九节到二十节。
19 to 20.
他们挨近圣物的时候，亚伦和他儿子要进去派他们个人所当办的。所以亚伦跟他儿子进去要派他们个人所当办，所以有一个派，有一个被派哦。
So Aaron and his sons are to go to the sanctuary to assign each of the Kohathite men their work. So therefore, there is a people that assign and people who receive the jobs.
所当派的，所当抬的，这样带他们，好使他们活着，不致死亡。
Verse 20 says that they must carry so and not look so that they will not die.
二十节。
Verse 20.
只是他们连片时不可进去观看圣所。免得他们死亡。
So they cannot look into the holy things even for a moment, or they will die.
如果你是哥侠的子孙，你会不会好奇？
If you were the sons of Kohath, would you be curious?
这个里面这么多东西啊，有些啊，比如说什么，约柜啦，陈设饼啦，啊，那个桌子啦，那人家去盖，啊，你要去抬，啊，人家盖的时候，你会想偷偷看一下那什么东西、啊。
So therefore, imagine if you were sons of Kohath, and the, inside the tent of meeting, there are all these、wonderful objects, the ark, the table, and when you go in to carry them, they will be covered up. Wouldn't you be curious what you are carrying?
那为了你好，可能那个亚伦说，不要看了、啊，看什么？你不可以看的，你偷看一下会死的，不可以看。
So for the sake of your life, the sons of Aaron will tell you, don't look, because if you look, you will die.、
啊、如果你是你，你会不会很舒服啊？
So how would you feel you were the Kohathites?
一天到晚就被你练东练西。
Being yelled at all day.
你是什么人？为什么你只是亚伦的子孙就可以这样？我只是哥侠，我们是我们不是 cousin 吗？
Just because you're Aaron's son, you have authority over me. I'm the Kohathites, aren't we cousins?
凭什么你就要给我练东练西、管东管西的？你到底什么权利啊？
How come you get to yell at me? Who put the authority into your hands?
因为他们连片时都不可以进去看观看、哦、
Because they cannot look even for a moment.
那怎么办？这主耶稣说，不是全神说的，你要怎么办呢？
But then there's nothing you can do. This is God's command.
这个久了、哦、真的心里会有疙瘩呢。
Can feel that eventually this will create some kind of frustration.
我们看到民数记的十六章，那第二组人是流变哈，流变的子孙
，the sons of Reubenites，
以利亚的儿子哈
，the sons of Eliab。
这个流变在历史上哦，通常都是做一个好人，而且都是好像是烂好人这样子。
You can remember from the history of Reubenites that their ancestors were always good men.
如果你仔细看流便的这个支派，流便其实是有爱心的。
If you can look at the Reuben tribe carefully, you can see that they are a tribe with love.
你怎么知道流便有爱心呢？你怎么知道？啊？他不主张卖约瑟，对不对
？How do we know that Reuben had love because he did not sell Joseph？
那怎么知道他有爱心呢
？How do we know he has love？
他特别照顾他阿姨啊。
He took special care of his aunt。
就是爸爸的太太啊。
The wife of his father。
真的嘞，那个其实啊，雅各心中只有一个太太，就是拉结，其他太太大概都不是太太。
We know that in Jacob's eyes, his only wife was probably Rachel, and he didn't really treat his other wives well.
其他都是自己送上门的啦。
The other wives came by themselves.
那这个有一个妾哦，大概这个爸爸从来不管他的。
There was this concubine that was probably neglected.
这个犹大就是关心到最后上了爸爸的床啊。
So Reuben cared for this concubine to the point of going to bed with her.
这个流便哦，他这个支派好人，但是就是有时候脑袋瓜不是很清楚。
So we know that the tribe of Reuben, they are nice people, but sometimes they don't think clearly.
有时候我们人太好了哈，你有时候要小心哎。
So sometimes if you are very nice, you have to be careful.
那个是我们的优点啊，其实每一个人的优点有时候成为人的致命伤了。
This could be your advantage, it could be your disadvantage.
那我说，所以我觉得流便支派有时候脑筋想不太清楚。
So in my opinion, I think the Reubenites sometimes they're not thinking clearly.
我们前几天不是谈说他一到河东就跟摩西讲说，摩西啊，我们不进河西了啦，这个地方哦，风吹草低，牧牛羊最好，我们不要进去了，我们这边。牧牛羊是最好的地方啊。
Remember a few days ago we talked about how the Reubenites when they reached the east side of the river they told Moses that Moses we will go no further we like this piece of land it's good for keeping our sheep of our flock so we will stay here.
请问河东之地到底好不好？
How do you know if the land beside the east side beside the river is good?
其实从这种安全性来讲是不好的。
We know, in a security point of view, it is not great.
因为它是在沙漠的边缘呢、啊。
Because it's at the edge of the desert.
那个沙漠民族哈、哦，你看那个，耶伯在东方自大，但是那个沙漠民族啊、哦，呼一下就来把他们抢，什么东西都抢走了。
We know that, beside the river, when you're at the edge of the desert, you are very prone to intruders.
他们有一个天然膨胀哈、哦。来保护他们呢。
There is no protection from a natural barrier.
啊，所以我说流便支派在历史当中，他们好像都不是想得太清楚，连这个人家在革命跟他也没什么关系，干嘛他去 他去凑一角呢。
Therefore, we can see that the Reubenites, they often, it often seems like they're not thinking very clearly when other people are becoming rebellious, and that we don't know why they decided to have a part in it too.
那当然还有另外250个首领也加入了。
And then there were the other 250 leaders.
这个等我们下我们再讲哦。
So we are going to.
那他们讲什么呢？他们诉求的目标是什么呢
？So what were they rebelling against?
啊，我们来看第三节，十六章第三节到第 Six, 啊，就是啊第三节啊。
Chapter 16, verse 3.
啊，第三节谁来读一下？Raymond, can you read? Raymond cross the whiskey, cross the.Whiskey.
There's no whiskey. It's
Prosecco. Sorry, can I pronounce it?
Okay, Numbers
16:3.他们的诉求就是为什么你们擅自专权
？So what they protest about is why do you set yourself above everyone else？
我们大家都是圣洁的啊。
We are all holy。
神不是说我们是祭司的国度，是圣洁的国度吗
？Didn't God say that we are a nation of priesthood, a holy nation？
那是谁告诉你们就是崇拜方面都是你们在带领呢
？Then who tells you that you alone have the authority to perform all the ceremonies？
这个我们知道，以色列百姓啊，在priesthood 之前，在祭司制度之前呢，他们每个家长都可以自己献祭，足坛献祭的。
We know that before the priesthood was established, each and every family can perform their own sacrifice of offering.
所以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们都可以筑坛献祭的。
So in the past, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they could build an altar and offer their own sacrifices.
可是有祭司制度，有个系统呢，那神就拣选这个利未人啊，利未支派啊。来做这种拜神的啊，负担拜神的工作。
But ever since the Levites were selected as priesthood, and God has set the Messiah to perform all the holy duties.
可是他们觉得这个好像是摩西自己，他们这个自己这样做的，自己这样说的。
But in their opinion, they feel like it's probably something that was set up by Moses.
啊，所以啊，他们就说我们啊，也要。我们 要跟你们，就是大家都要来服侍就对了，做同样的工作。
Because of this, they protested.
第七节。
Verse seven.
摩西怎么说的
？What did Moses say?
摩西最后一句话说：“你们这立位的子孙擅自专权了。
Verse, ”
第七节最后一句话。
Verse seven, the men of they said that you Levites have gone too far.
Just gone too far.
Yeah.
没有写擅自专权吗？那你读一下第七节。
Verse seven, and tomorrow put fire and incense in them before the Lord. The man the Lord chooses will be the one who is holy. You Levites have gone too far.
Oh, gone too far. 所以其实他们就是为了这个祭司的工作，大祭司的工作他们在那边在大家有不同的意见呢。
Never in actuality, they were fighting over who gets to do the duty of the priesthood.
其实摩西啊讲一个事情，他说其实你们服侍神这不是小事哦。
And therefore Moses also mentioned that it is not a small duty that you have upon yourselves.
来，我第八节读到第十一节。
Therefore, from verse 8 to 11,
摩西又对可拉说
，Moses also said to Korah,
立位的子孙啊，你们听我说。
Now listen, you Levites.
第九节
Nine.
以色列神从以色列会众将你们分别出来，使你们亲近他，办理主会幕的事，并站在会众面前替他们当差。第十节，主又使你和你一切弟兄立位子孙一同亲近他，这岂是小事？你还要求祭司的职分吗？所以摩西说：“哎呀，你怎么会觉得这是一个好像很小的事情，好像比较不起眼，好像被人家喊来喊去的事情哦。
”So Moses said that God has already set you aside to do the work of the tabernacle. How can you overlook this?
你看哦，不是立位支派都不能做这种工作嘞。
Because you know only the Levites were allowed to do.
这是神特别的恩惠呢。
This is a special grace from God.
那十一节说，你们这一党人聚集是要攻击主，亚伦算什么？你们将杀向他发怨言呢？
So verse 11 says that is it against the Lord that you and all your followers have abandoned to together.
所以摩西说，你们不是攻击亚伦啊，是攻击神啊。
So Moses said, you are not grumbling against Aaron, you are grumbling against God.
所以我们要小心哈。
Therefore, we have to be very careful.
今天我们随便不了解神的生意，随便乱攻击，有时候不是攻击到人哦。
Sometimes when we don't know the will of God, and if we say things against the worker of God, then we are saying we are talking against God.
我再问一个问题哈。
Another question.
圣工有没有大小？
Is there a meaning of significance between different holy works?
然后再问一个问题，恩赐有没有大小？
Is there different significance between our talents?
恩赐应该有大小嘛，对不对？
Our talents are have a difference of great or small.
保罗的恩赐比我们大太多了。
We know that Paul has so much more talents than us.
最大的恩赐就是爱咯。
And he has the greatest talent, which is love.
所以圣经上看起来恩赐是有大小。
From the Bible, you can see that there are differences of significance in talent and the amount of talents that we have.
但是啊，圣工啊，那个重要性没有大小。
But in regards to the significance of holy work, there is no great or small.
所以摩西说，你这个不是小事了，连倒垃圾都是大事啊，这个怎么是小事呢？
And the Moses said that do not disregard this thing, this duty.
为神倒垃圾也是大事哦，我看。
Even when you take out the garbage for God, it is very important.
不然你看看大家都不要倒垃圾，你看看怎么样？
Imagine if no one took out the garbage.
昨天有个弟兄，王命珠弟兄分享，我们圣工人员好像什么垃圾车一样，是吧？
Yesterday, Brother Wong shared that holy workers are just like garbage trucks.
总之，教会的圣工没有说什么是大的，什么是小的了。
So there are no difference in great or small in regards to holy.
那怎么解决这个问题呢？怎么办？摩西怎么办？这个是神差派的，这个摩西要怎么办？怎么解决这个问题？
So how is Moses going to solve this problem?
你自己的兄弟，你自己的 cousin 在吵了，你怎么办呢？
These are his own brothers, his own cousins.
他摩西就这样 propose 了哈。
So Moses proposed.
来第六节。
Verse 6.
可拉，你们要这样行，你和你的一党要拿香炉来。第七节。
Seven.
明天在主面前把火盛在炉中，把香放在其上，主拣选谁，谁就是圣洁了。那怎么办呢？这个神叫我们做的，又不是我们要做的。
So it's something Moses can do because it was established by God.
不然我们大家一起来做，看看神，看神悦纳谁嘛。
So Moses proposed, why don't we all do it together and see who God chooses?
其实这个是很危险的 proposal, 我觉得。我自己觉得，我读圣经觉得这是很危险的 proposal。
In my opinion, I think this is a very dangerous proposal.
为什么呢？
Why?
如果那个250个人，来，我们来看17节。
Verse 17.
个人拿一个香炉，共250个，把香放在上面，到主面前，你和亚伦也个人拿自己的香炉，所以他们每个人都拿自己的香炉呢。
So all of them will be holding and presenting their censer.
18节，他们拿一个香加上火，对不对？
18, they'll put a censer and put fire in it.
结果呢？
And then?
我们来看16章的40节。
So 16 verse 40.
16章40节。
16 verse 40.
40节。给以色列人做个纪念，使亚伦或一之外的人不得近前来，在神面前烧香，免得他遭可拉和他一党所遭的。这乃是主借着摩西所吩咐的，请读。
So as the Lord directed him through Moses, this was to remind the Israelites that no one except a descendant of Aaron should come to burn incense before the Lord, or he would become like Korah and his followers.
怎么可能这个可以随便进前来烧香呢？
How can they just come forth and start offering incense?
连那个以后的扫罗王要自己献祭都不行了。
We know later on when King Saul wanted to offer and he could not.
连那个亚伦的两个儿子用随便的火烧香都被烧死了。
We know that two sons of Aaron, because they offered a strange profane fire, and they were burned by God.
你想看这250人去哪里拿天火啊？这个火一定是自己带来的啦。
Oh, because they must have brought their own fire.
那可是你说你是圣洁的、啊，神会用你啊？不然怎么办？摩西怎么 propose？ 我也不想摩西要怎么 propose 了。
So I'm not sure how Moses should have done at the time.
这250个火。应该是还火吧，这个前面有前车之鉴啊，可是我想摩西大概有这个方法，因为你们觉得每个人都可以做啊，你做做看。
So there were 250 men there with their own incense and fire, and this was surely not the heavenly fire that came from God.
所以不可以用我们圣工的东西哦，绝对不要用人的方法去想这些东西。
So therefore, when we're doing holy work, we should not do it according to our own will.
所以从这一章我们学到一件事情。
From this chapter, we learned one thing.
圣工是神 assigned 的啦。 神托付你做的，不是你去争取要来做的。
All the holy work has been assigned by God and not you going to volunteer for them.
其实我们在教会真的大家都是奉献的，我们在教会没有什么。没有什么 profit 跟 benefit 啊，那争这个没有了。教会里面因为是 non-profit organization，
because the church is non-profit organization， we do not profit or benefit from any of the work we do， we all do everything out of a sacrifice。
但是如果我们服事的动机不对，有的人想会想到说我想要做什么，人家才注意得到我。有时候会有这种不好的意念在里面。
But if you have an ulterior motivation behind the work we do, we want to be seen by someone, we want to impress someone, then this is wrong.
那甚至有时候会去，因为我们教会不是用选举的方法吗？有时候会去做群众运动啊，你们要选我啊，我要做这个做那个啊。
So sometimes when we elect holy workers, some people will try to persuade others to vote for him.
这个其实这个都是不是神的方法。你看圣经上如果用人的方法。不是神 assign 的，有时候真的是很难呐、啊。
So we know that we should not do according to man's will.
哎，那再来第二个观念，我们要觉得就是说，其实做什么样的大祭司啦，或者说一般的服事啦，哦，其实重要的是服事本身，不是那个 title 或是工作本身。
So the second concept we should learn from this is that no matter what your duty is, whether you're a great priest or you're just a member, it's not the title does not matter.
我们写哥林多前书的时候啊，教会里面谁最大？
When we learned about the First Corinthians, who was the greatest among the church?
啊，教会里面谁最大？信徒最大。
Members were the greatest.
所以工人是属信徒的。
And the workers belong to the members.
啊，所以我们不用争什么东西，神让我们做什么，我们就感谢领受做什么。
We do not have to fight over any duty because if God allows us and assigns us, then we should just be thankful.
小弟刚刚说的，最重要的是服事本身，服事本身才是神看重的。
And most important is serving God, and that's what God looked upon.
啊，所以啊，这些流荡的心，什么叫流荡的心呢？就是你看那个陨石经过地球哈、哦，那个被地球的引力吸下来就烧了嘛。我们就说这是流星嘛，对不对
？So when we see falling wandering stars, these are meteorites that pass the Earth, and when they were attracted by gravity and fall onto the Earth.
它本来有自己的轨道的。
Originally, they have their own orbit.
但是地球引力把它引下来，被吸下来的。
But because of the gravity from the earth, they were attracted.
所以就离开自己的轨道啊。
They have left their original trail.
啊，到最后就被烧掉了。
And later, they after coming into the earth,
我们这一辈子哦，神给我们人生哦，有一个使命，有一个工作，有一个轨道。
And therefore, in our lives, we also have an orbit that we should follow.
我们哦要忍耐等候神的呼召哦，不要去争取了。
And we should persevere and ask for God's calling and do not go fight for any duty for ourselves.
这是我们谈到这个可拉离开自己的本位。
So this is why we say that Korah has left his original position.
但是有一个问题哈。
There's a question.
我们来看一下第十二节，第十二节十六章的十二节到十四节。
Let's look at verse 16.Chapter 16, verse 12 to 14.
16章12节到14节。
16, 12 to 14.
啊，请你读。
12. Then Moses summoned Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, but they said, We will not come. Isn't it enough that you have brought us out of the land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the desert? And now you also want to lord it over us. Moreover, you haven't brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you gouge out our eyes of these men, or no, we will not come?
请问一下，我们这是谈第三组人，对不对
？So we are going to talk about the third group of people.
十二节说，摩西打发去招以利亚的儿子啊。
So in verse 12, it says that Moses summoned the son of Eliab.
这里为什么没有招那个？这里是要沟通嘛，要沟通，跟他们讲讲话嘛。
So you can imagine that Moses wanted to communicate and talk with them.
那为什么这里没有招可拉呢
？Why is it that he didn't call the people of Korah？
啊，十二节啊，为什么只有招这些人
？Why did he only call the son of Eliab？
大家要沟通嘛。
Who wanted to communicate？
应该可拉在前面的事情就 settle 了嘛，反正你们要看谁被接受，那我们一起来奉献看看谁被接受，所以那个事情已经被 settle 了，应该那个事情就这样解决了。
So, we can imagine he has already settled the deal with Korah that they will all try to offer.
那招以利亚这个大丹亚比兰。
And so when Moses summoned Dathan and Abiram,
你有没有注意到摩西他们那个时代哦？如果从人的眼光看，有一个比较特别的地方，就是摩西啊集宗教政治于一身。
You can see that one thing.
从人的眼光看呢。
From the human's perspective, you can see that Moses had the power of political power and religious power over all the people.
那这个可拉是宗教事情，他们想要做头。
And Korah were a rebel because of religious duties.
那这些人呢，他们应该可以叫他们来谈一谈，到底为什么到底事情要怎么弄，要怎么弄呢？因为最后他们是谈政治，本来是宗教事件，最后他们谈到的是政治事件呢。
You can see that originally Korah wanted to fight over religious matters, but you can see these other people, the sons of Eliab, they want to talk politics.
因为他说你自己自立为王管辖我们呢。
He said you have set yourself over us.
Lord over. 他是没有说自立为王。
You want to lord over us, lord it over us.
对呀、啊，你看喽、哦，是谁立你做带领我们的王了、啊？做带领，做带领我们的主了、
啊。So they protested, who has set you above us and lord over us?
那我再问一个问题啊、哦，请问他们的牛奶隐秘之地在哪里
？And I want to ask you what which was the land that they referred to as?
他们觉得他们心中的牛奶隐秘之地在哪里
？In their heart,
啊。埃及、啊、
It's Egypt.
他说你把我从牛奶隐秘之地领出来没有带我到另外一个牛奶隐秘之地去了
They say you've taken us out of the land flowing with milk and honey and you haven't brought us into another land flowing with milk and honey
请问在神的眼中牛奶隐秘之地是埃及吗
Do you think that Egypt was the land of milk and honey
那在人的眼光到底埃及是不是牛奶隐秘之地
In human perception was it really flowing with milk and honey
谈人的眼光埃及是不是牛奶隐秘之地
Was Egypt flowing with milk and honey?
觉得是的，请举手。
If you think so, raise your hand. In human perspectives,
应该是了哈。为什么
？Why?
亚伯拉罕没饭吃的时候，都想要下埃及啊。
Because when Abraham was in famine, he also wanted to go to Egypt.
以撒没饭吃的时候，也要想下埃及啊。
When Isaac didn't have things to eat, they have to go to Egypt.
为什么会饥荒？没饭吃就饥荒，为什么会饥荒？没下雨嘛，对不对？
Why was there famines? Because it didn't rain.
那请问埃及会不会下雨？你们有没有去埃及玩过？埃及会下雨吗
？But do you think Egypt will rain?Does Egypt rain?
埃及有没有雨？来，有去埃及玩过的请举手。
Does it rain in Egypt?
你如果要看 要去埃及看下雨、哦、就好像在南加州看下雪一样。
If you want to see rain in Egypt, it's like waiting for rain in Southern California, waiting for snow.
埃及是没有下雨，那为什么没有下雨有龙有饭可以吃呢？
It does not rain in Egypt, so why do they have abundant harvest?
啊，原来上游的地方有下雨的。尼罗河的上游下雨了，其他国家有下雨了。
Upstream in the Nile River, it rains.
所以这个地方很特别啊。
Therefore, this is a very special.
没有下雨就有饭可以吃啊。
Without rain, they can still produce.
因为有水啊，
Because they have a source of water.
所以真的从人眼光看，埃及的确是牛奶隐秘之地啊。
Different from human perspectives, Egypt indeed is flowing with milk.
所以我们在神的家哦，你不可以用人的角度看事情。
If we're working in the house of God, we cannot look at things from human perspectives.
你如果用人的角度看事情，你到最后就失落了方向，像个流星啊，有一种流星是偶然流星，它就是没有方向的流星啊。
Therefore, if you look at things from a human perspective, you will lose your direction, just like the meteorite who has lost his track.
那最后最后他们说你当王啊，最后。摩西有没有生气啊
？So in the end, what did Moses say that he get mad?
啊，当摩西听到说你要当我们的王的时候，摩西气得要死啊。
So when Moses heard that, the accusation, he was angry.
对不起，我们还 rewind 一下，我们再谈十四节。
Let's go back to verse 14.
并且你们没有叫我们领到牛奶隐秘之地，没有把田地和葡萄园给我们为业，难道你要挖我们这些人的眼睛吗？啊，这他们说，难道你要挖我们的眼？难道你要挖这些人的眼睛吗？我们不上去，我们不敢，不想跟你说了。意思就是说，除非你下台了，除非你下台，不谈了啊、
哦。So these people say, not only did you not bring us into a land of milk flowing with milk and honey, so no, we will not come and talk to you.
那他说，难道你要挖我们的眼睛吗
？Will you gouge out the eyes of these men?
难道我们看不见吗
？Oh, don't you think we can see?
啊，难道我们是瞎子吗
？Don't you think we're Do you think we're
blind? 我们看得太清楚了啦。
We can see clearly what is going on here.
你自立为王，然后又没有建树。
You lord yourself over us, and you have not done whatever you've promised.
你没有才华，你就下台嘛。让我们有才华的，你看你独裁，你独裁是
多少一个人带领，你看我们250个带领多好，你看我们是民主，你是独裁，
You're a dictator. You alone rule over all of us.
啊，这个是他们的想法。
So this is what they thought.
你们记得主耶稣讲一个故事啊？
Do you remember Jesus?
有一次主耶稣啊，医治一个瞎子。
Sorry, Jesus said once he healed a blind man.
后来主耶稣说，这个瞎子真的可以看见主耶稣是主啊。
And after the blind man was healed, he can really see that Jesus was God.
那犹太人听主耶稣讲话之后，就问主耶稣：难道我们瞎眼了吗？
So the Jews said, "Don't you think we're blind?" Do
you think we're blind? 如果你们认为自己没，我们来读一下那节怎么说的。我们看约翰福音第八章。
Let's go to John, Gospel of John.
约翰福音第八章。
Gospel of John, verse 8.
哎，不是第八章。
Verse 9.
第九章。第九章第几节？四十一节。我们从四十到四十一了哈，来，宝玉兄来读。
Chapter 9, verse 40-41.
约翰福音第九章四十节，同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说：“难道我们也瞎了眼吗？”
四十一节，
耶稣对他们说：“你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。”
所以犹太人他说：“难道我们没有瞎眼吗？难道我们是瞎眼的吗？我们看清楚。”你就是没有见数，但是从这一段我们发觉到，他们真的不懂他们在讲什么。
So from this passage, you can see that they really don't know what they're saying.
他们不知道牛奶隐秘之地在哪里。
They cannot see where the real land of flowing with milk.
他们不知道神的心，也不知道摩西的心呐。
They do not know the will of God. They do not understand Moses.
我看到摩西听到这句话，真的会跳起来。那个摩西本来就不想要出来带领这群人的。
So I can imagine how angered Moses will be because originally Moses didn't want to lead these people.
到最后他说啊，摩西说啊，你要差遣你就差遣谁啦，反正我不去了啦。
In the end, Moses said that just lead whoever you want, I won't go.
他拒绝到神生气了。
Moses was refused.
我真的是不得已出来的，你还说我很乐意，我很高兴做这个事情哦，我真的是。Oh, 真的是喝心跑雷金了，气死人了啦。
Moses refused his duty with all his might, but then in the end, they still rebelled against him.
我们来看十五节，摩西气不气啊
？So verse 15.
我们回来看民数记十六章十五节。
Number 16:15.
民数记十六章十五节，摩西就甚发怒，对主说：“求你不要享受他们的功，我没有夺过他们一臂力，也没有害过他们一个人。”哦，真的有时候被误会，真的是。当然，在人面前没有不会这样了，在神面前又来一次了哈。
So Moses never complained.
这些人怎么这样呢
？So Moses never complained in front of people, but indeed Moses became angry and said to the Lord.
讲一点心事好不好
？Let me talk about my secrets.
其实我们都当传道的，大家都很多人都很喜欢哦。这个怎么讲？这个。单单纯纯的讲道理就好了，牧会就好了。
As preachers, it is our wish to just simply pastor the church.
我几乎说我观察的传道人都是这样子的。
This is by my observation. This is this should be.
没有人想要什么位置，什么位置，大家对这个都觉得啊，这个东西哈、哦，这个东西哈、哦，不想不没有那个心呐、啊。
From my observation, most preachers they just want to simply do their work. Nobody wants any titles or authority.
但是自己也了解到说，有时候我们的教会总会里面没有传道人也不行啊。
But sometimes we do realize that we need some preachers in the general assemblies.
你看那个使徒时代啊，的确是众长老跟使徒他们在带领教会。
We can see that from the apostolic times, it indeed was the disciples and the elders that led the church.
但是有时候我看到 NCC 有些弟兄姐妹，有时候有不同声音的时候，有时候我们自己听也会很难过。
So sometimes during NCCs, when we hear the different voices from the members, it really saddens us.
那个感有时候感觉是说啊，好像我们人很喜欢做什么工作一样。
Sometimes it seems, and the words that they say make it seem like we really want a certain authority.
当然，弟兄姐妹讲有时候是对我们心态的提醒。
However,
是不是我们真的有那种不好的 motivation?
Sometimes the members will mention and may serve as a good reminder for us to avoid the bad motivation.
真的、啊、但是有时候如果真的自己没有那个意思被人家误会真的是、还是不能说。
But sometimes if we are wrong, this is how we feel. There's nothing we can say.
还是不能对人家说了，不能跟人家说 你我没有那个意思，你为什么这样想？气死人了！只能够对同工说了，怎么这样子？气死人了！
So we can't say anything to them, but we can only share our frustrations among coworkers.
但是我想摩西的心情是这样子的。
So I can imagine how Moses might have felt.
所以你看哦，圣经一直讲以色列人真的是迷迷糊糊啊，迷迷糊糊，说四十年当中不晓得神的意思，不晓得。真的摩西的心啊。
So we can see that the church said that the Israelites are truly foolish and blind because all these 40 years they do not understand the will of God and will of Moses.
弟兄姊妹，时间到了，我时间到了，我要跟大家提醒一件事情，就是说我们在教会做事情，你要看神怎么想，圣经怎么想的，不是这个社会制度怎么来的。
Therefore, I want to remind you, if you're doing holy work at work, you have to look at the will of God and will of Bible, not how the society and other people think of you.
你看哦，这些人哦，他们没有外面的征战哦，里面问题就很多啊。一个教会如果不做宣道工作哦，我看大家都会往里面看哦。
So
没有外在的征战哦，大家就看里面在做什么。
Within these people, without the interference from outside, they still have all these wars inside. So if a church, we do not reach out, then we can see that the problem will go in further. So the more you preach outwardly, then the less problem you might have within the church.
还有这些人哦，吃饱没事干。
And all these people, they've filled their stomach and they have nothing else to do.
因为他们天天可以捡麻辣，不用去。真的是吃饱没事干，所以就争东争西啦。
Because they're fed with manna every day, they don't have to go out to work. That's why they come and
quarrel among themselves. 吃饱没事干，争东争西就把社会那一套通通带进来了。
Without anything to do, then they'll bring all the problems in society into their circle.
你不要以为我们就不会，我们也会。
Do not think that this will not happen to us.
如果你对圣经不了解，神的旨意不了解，在 NCC 你会听到很多社会上的声音。
If you do not understand the word of God and the words of Bible, then during NCCs we will hear about a lot of voices.That come from the world.
很多人建议那个我们这个教会要怎么发展，要怎么学习外教会，学习 mega church.
Some people will suggest that we should prosper our church. We should learn from other churches, learn from all the other mega churches.
不是说不能参考，但是你要知道，教会的发展就是从圣经，就是真理跟圣灵，不是其他的花俏的东西啦。
It's not to say that we cannot take examples from good churches, but then we must know that the church must prosper from the truth of the Bible.
如果不回到圣经里面来哦。不回到圣经里面来。
If you do not go back to the words of the Bible,
不知道神的意思。
If you do not know the will of God,
真的，我们不知道方向在哪里。
You will truly lose your direction.
最后就是大家争来争去，就是没入那个墨黑的幽暗，墨黑的幽暗里面去。
In the end, you will enter into the darkness of the dark blackness.
其他大家看讲义就好啊。
So others, please read the pamphlets.
好，我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.